There's a reason Ragazzi's has been voted locally for best Italian fare. They keep their patrons well fed and hydrated. After all, Ragazzi's is home of the frozen fish bowl on special for five singles from 3 to 6. Or come in early for the nurse's happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m. and check out their newly opened patio. Stop in for Ragazzi's nationally recognized pizza or award-winning toasted ravioli and leave with a full belly and a smiling face. I guarantee you'll be coming back for more. Ragazzi's on the Hill at 4945 Daggett.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
They'll be playing this in the blues room tonight, Doug.
I don't think they will.
They'll play the whole thing, too, not just like a Name That Tune version. There it is.
I've never heard this in the blues lock.
The Stars can play Shania on Fire. Blues can play Ween on the Ween Wednesday.
I suppose they could. I don't know if it.
It is Ween Wednesday here in the Ryan Kelly Morning After. If you want to hear us loud and clear, get on that HD. You can get HD at Audio Express. 105.7 HD2. It's upgrade days at all Audio Express locations. You know what that means? You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound, or add that bass or backup camera you've always wanted at the lowest prices of the year. If you're less than impressed with your vehicle's sound quality or features, then Audio Express upgrade days are for you. Upgrade to an in-dash touchscreen car stereo starting as low as $199 and receive a free backup camera. Get your vehicle system where you really want it and save big during Audio Express annual upgrade days. Spectacular. It's Audio Express. Get that whip ready. Get that whip ready.
Okay.
Let's see. There's more stuff going on the fan page.
What now?
Hey, Tim. You want to check the fan page where Bobby admits to deleting things, then threatens to delete more people, and then calls people D-bags? Hmm. And after that, maybe you could apologize for implying I was a liar.
So what if he does delete people?
My
delete
radio comments. Text in name has been unfairly soiled. It's from Barnhart Brawler.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a snootful. You know, if he deletes posts, he's allowed to do that. He started it. It's his. He can do it. Don't be so vile, and you won't have these problems. How about that? How about behave yourself? You're getting any text, any complaints from people who behave themselves, or just from the recalcitrants?
Oh, I like that word.
It is a good word.
Recalcitrants.
But behave yourself, Brawler.
Well, Brawler is saying he does behave himself, and he's being picked on unfairly.
Because of his outrageous viewpoints?
I don't know why. Bobby has a thing. He does everything's fine, including posts of you photoshopping your head onto a gentleman being sodomized in a parking lot across from Ford Field in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
But if somebody says something that is not pro-Christian, he deletes it. And so people are saying, you know, why the moving target?
Yeah. Well, that seems odd. Yeah. I'm against the Photoshop pictures. I've threatened to call or to write Facebook to say that the page needs to be deleted because of the vileness of the picture.
Now, who are you going after there? The Brawler, Buck Swope?
Well, just the page. Bobby Bestel? Just the page in general.
But you'd affect 5,200 Americans.
Well, but supposedly you're not supposed to put vile pictures on Facebook. And if they catch them, sometimes they shut sites down.
Look what Jay Jr. just posted, though. Is that vile?
A golf ball with Free Dotum stamped on it.
All 240-plus golfers Friday at the Free Dotum Open will receive a Free Dotum golf ball sponsored by GFI Digital, one of our participating sponsors. How
so
about that?
GFI Digital is on board with vileness.
They are on board with the movement.
The movement to free a gentleman who's been so vile that he's no longer allowed to take part in the program. It's a twisted world in which we dwell.
Boys Club.
Well, I'm on the right side of this argument, Tim.
I think you're on the wrong side of history.
I don't know.
I like to say that. You say that to people.
Just don't say horrible things, and you'll be okay.
Manchild 79 says he's keeping it 100.
What does that mean exactly? He's going.
Flash Shark, what does that mean?
100%.
Keeping it 100.
You're going 100% hard in the paint, Doug.
100% hard in the paint. And what is he doing to go 100% hard?
Anything. Just, he could be pumping gas right now, but he's doing it 100.
100. Okay.
Yep.
Nice. All right. I guess that's just cool talk. I got his 6. Is that better?
It's nice.
I got his 6 while he's 100.
Doug, Mascot Agency was one of the companies we used to rebuild InsideSTL.com. 314-650-9083. Online at MascotAgency.com. I had a lot of people contact me about doing business with Mascot. I recommend it. Web design, logo design, marketing and advertising, social media, search engine optimization, and internet marketing. They do it all. You can follow them on Twitter at MeetMascot, contact them there, or see their work at MascotAgency.com. 314-650-9083. 314-650-9083. Creative that works as hard as you do. Today on our Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano's Hollywood Casino Press Box, it's going to be a handoff to the Wolf of Wash Ave and Travis Terrell from We Are Live. They're filling in for Frank on the Hollywood Casino Press Box today. I guess Frank is in Dallas.
Who did I see the Wolf of Wash Ave with lately? He had a picture with another celebrity the other day.
It was,
wasn't Adam Carolla. It was
Kevin Nealon.
That's right. Kevin Nealon. Boy, he gets around, this fellow.
The Wolf of Wash Ave?
How does he know all these Hollywood?
I don't know. He's big in the comedy circles.
Just by doing this little show,
yep.
Kevin Nealon and Adam Carolla come in to rub elbows.
Jay Moore is always on their show.
No fooling. Yep.
He's like a friend of the feather. Jay Moore is. Is he? He's always on there.
Well, what are we doing wrong? We never get any big shots up in here.
Shout out E.J. Raddick out of nowhere.
Well, would you know E.J. Raddick if you saw him?
Mm-hmm. Doug, it's time for the email today.
Okay.
This is big because we're giving away a gift certificate to the Post, and I'm thinking about, and I guess I'll announce it on Twitter tonight, where I'm going to get food from for the Blues game.
Boy, that'll make it the cool spot, that's for sure. Did you think about selling any of those clothes you were going to give to Goodwill?
Anna Marie already took them to Goodwill.
Oh, too late. Okay.
It's like hundreds and hundreds of shirts and pants, and yet it only filled up two trash bags because they're essentially
tiny little clothes. Yeah.
Plow Shark, where should I get food from? See, maybe I'll consider this.
To be honest, I'm actually going today to Blue City Deli.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. I like the Vino there. A lot of people like the Benton Park. What do you like?
I've not been there, Tim.
Oh, it's a good treat.
I haven't been there.
It's a great sandwich. What do you get, Plow Shark?
I like the pulled pork Sammy with the coleslaw.
You have a problem with that?
Well, you know, it's a grown man, so you're going to have a little Sammy. It's okay, though, Plowsy.
Game 6 wasn't in the cards. To hell with those O'Dallas Stars. Kid Ells will be the goalminder. The whole season, he's been a real grinder. Off to Cowtown is where they'll fly. Game 7 will wave the Stars bye-bye. We all bleed Blues. Oh, yes, we do. Chippity-ba-ba-ba. Let's go, Blues. The Whistler.
Not bad. The Whistler. The Whistler.
Guys, Plops here. Me and my friend Brian were up all night banging bisexual supermodels three at a time, so I apologize for the short email, but I'm a little wiped out from all the coitus. You guys should have seen these broads with their big boobs and, quote, pants. So damn hot. One of them was a drywall hanger. The other three were cement masons. Anyway, let's go Blues. And Towel Man, if you're out there and you can hear this, send me some nude pics, boo. Thanks, Misty Plops. Mm. Yeah, yesterday.
Misty Plops.
We had one of our listeners share a vivid email about a threesome he had, an MFF, mm-hmm. this weekend. And he took off the women's pants.
They were wearing pantsuits.
That was the one thing that, to me, didn't add up.
They were union workers, and they were ready for some fun. And they still had on their work clothes. And
I mean,
work
if somebody,
boots.
When women are participating in threesomes, I don't think they're usually wearing a pant.
Well, they might. They might. Who knows? Maybe there was a cankle issue.
Timberfake, bring your skinny jeans. I'll bring my skinny jeans and we'll fight like real men. That's from the white collar gangster whose female lover, Townie, was being hit on today by Timberfake via Facebook private message.
The white collar gangster.
Guys, 2016 Missouri School of Journalism curriculum. Year one, how to deal with naked text. Year two, how to deal with angry callers. Year three, watch Absence of Malice in class and discuss all year. Year four, how to make slanderous reports on Twitter and get away with it. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Sure it does. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
TMA, what's your fave scary movie edition? What a day, boys. And man, am I pumped up for Game 7. And little Cucky got pumped up, too, when he saw Doug Vaughn this morning. Undress me with your eyes much? Teehee. I want to clarify that I was not doing wind sprints outside. I was running from the Vice Lords, a gang in St. Louis that has five members, but all five members are raging Stars fans. They came out of Taco Bell in their assless chaps Stars jersey and equipped with butterfly knives. I panicked. I ran to the back of the studio lot. They had me surrounded. I was like a juvie all over again. Then I heard a lighter fire up. What the hell are you Lords doing on our turf? It was the Plow Blue in his midriff. We turned to fight. The Vice Lords came at us hard, fisting and kicking. We were about to taste salty defeat. I looked at Plowsy and said, if we don't make it out alive, just know I loved you the most. Then I waited for the steel to enter me. Oh, my, what's this? Why, the white rascal and a white midriff sprinting right for us. And oh my, then came Mr. McKernan. Slowly limping behind was Doug with a walker with one of his tennis balls missing. You have one of your tennis balls?
No.
And just when you thought hope was lost, we defeated the Vice Lord Stars in a battle royale. Oh, the humanity, a tradition like unlike any other. Cucky, the dwarf, hashtag let's go blues.
Cucky, the dwarf, hashtag let's go blues.
Era.
He didn't last very long out front here, did he?
No, he did a one sprint. No, we never saw him again.
I don't know. He's gone.
Ike by nine, Blucher. Is that Deutsch?
It sounds like it, yeah. Say it again.
Ike by nine, Blucher.
Yeah, I think that's German.
Ask not what your blues can do, but what you can do for your blues. We need to set aside our differences as combatants on the fan page and come together in unison for our blues against the Dallas Stars. Imagine the Blues going to the Stanley Cup and the potential for lesbianism in the Mound City.
Stop saying Mound City.
And when I say lesbianism, I don't mean lesbians that are built like guys and play softball. I mean lipstick lesbians that usually do not engage in lesbianism, except for that one time in college when they tried ecstasy. So you are not cheering for the 20 players that will be on the ice tonight. You are cheering for the future of lesbianism in our fair city. We want our children's children to know that it is acceptable for a woman to be with women as a celebration of victory in sport.
We're talking about hockey.
And hopefully spill over in everyday life. Lesbianism does not happen. Lesbianism is made to happen. LGBT. Steve Wildwood. Mm. This Stephen Wildwood is Rocco Mediate in 2008 at the U.S. Open. He's come out of nowhere, right, and he's going up against Tiger Woods. Mm. But Tiger Woods a little hobbled. So keep an eye on this all month.
Okay. And Rocco fell apart in that tournament too, didn't he?
He did.
Steve in Wildwood. Wildwood.
Barnhart Brawler sent this in, Doug. It seems like a little...
a couple paragraphs worth. And what he would like to spread his left-wing liberal nonsense.
Oh, hey there. So as Doug so astutely noticed yesterday, the guy from Jeffco was making fun of Hoosiers from SoCo and St. Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, we call that irony, and it's part of the effing joke. Douglas, I served with the Hoosiers. I know the Hoosiers. Hoosiers are friends of mine. Douglas, you are no Hoosier.
Well,
I was born in Lima and then upgraded to Barnhart. If you want to see some real power Hoosiers, go to Scotty's Pub in Imperial on Tuesdays for karaoke. You got the old guy singing Toby Keith, who still claims he would have played D1 had he not hurt his knee senior year at Windsor. You got the broad belting out Carrie Underwood completely off key. Her dream was to be a country music manager, but she's living with mom and dad and waiting tables at Case and Bucks the last 6 years after that year at Mo State, quote, just didn't work out.
What happened?
Let's not forget about the line of vape guys at the bar wearing Affliction t-shirts and Confederate flag hats, talking about four-wheelers and how their kid's mom just won't get off their back about paying child support. These are my people, Doug. Mm-hmm. This is where I come from. Sounds you have like to it. Earn the right to call power Hoosiers, and I think I have. Do good. Avoid evil. The Barnhart Brawler. Mm. And he has a brief note about fan page drama.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, and about the fan page drama, if you think I'm lying, feel free to be direct and ask me. I will always be happy to clarify and support any position I hold.
Would the Barnhart Brawler be about the only liberal down there in the Barnhart region singing karaoke?
It's pretty progressive.
Got to be the only one. Barnhart Brawler.
What a long email here. This guy named Dan wants to sleep with you, but he says he wishes you a lesbian. However, he's a boy.
You know, I have got time to suspend him. Dan, your name's going into Ragazzi's leather-bound suspension log, even though the email wasn't read in its entirety.
Hey, guys, during Timberfake's wonderful call, he said the following, quote, I'm not even Timberfake 2.0. I'm Timberfake 2. I'm the play baby. This tells me I'm pretty sure he does not know what comes after 2. Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Corey G.
Corey G. G.
Wow, a lot of these are longer, you know? And I don't know why. All right, that's what we got. The boys from We Are Live are ready to go, and I don't know.
I enjoyed the Whistler's poem a lot, and Stephen Wildwood was very good. But Cucky the Dwarf, even though his email wasn't great, he did make the effort to come down here in a half shirt and parade around a little bit, so I'll give it to him. Cucky the Dwarf.
I set aside the Barnhart Brawler, which would have been back-to-back, Cucky the Dwarf, but I thought the best one was Stephen Wildwood. This Rocco Mediate kind of round he's putting together. I go with Stephen Wildwood, so you go with Cucky the Dwarf. Yeah. Plow Shark, because Charlie had to go to Lambert Regional for his three-stop flight to Dallas, we have you with a vote.
I tell you what, I like that last one with that timber fake quote because I was unaware that was said, so yeah. I'll have to go back and clip that one off. But I have to agree, hand down, Stephen Wildwood.
Yeah. Jag, damn it, Lucas! Eliminating. Just never stops.
Stephen Wildwood is now leading email of the month. This was never, ever predicted.
What about the guy who made the effort to come down here and parade?
It's a nice email, but he did not cite John F. Kennedy and that famous speech he made in Berlin regarding lesbianism and pro hockey. I
wasn't talking about that at all.
The boys from We Are Live are up next. If you ever have a chance and you haven't listened to the program, A, you can podcast like the Dickens, but B, listen live, 7 to 10, Tuesday through Friday, and then they have the Hour Express show on Munsbin.
Okay.
They just did a live show at the Ready Room. They do live shows, man.
Yeah, well, we don't do that.
Travis and the Wolf.
We couldn't be bothered.
So they're coming up next, filling in for Frank. If you haven't given them a listen, I highly recommend them. It's a Hollywood Casino Press Box with the gentleman from We Are Live filling in, Travis and Chris, up until noon. Then it's the Writer's Block with Benjamin Hockman, Ben Fredrickson, Chris Gardner, and Derek Gould from California, Pat Emick, and Eric, Mr. Rogers, on from 2 to 3. Then Joe Roderick and Jennings Jr. with the U.S. Bank Afternoon Drive. Then you have Brian Stull. And then I guess We Are Live. You guys doing another show tonight? Another one? Absolutely.
Sure.
You guys can't get enough.
Well,
it's 5 hours for
addicted
that.
Addicted to radio.
So that's what we have for you here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. Time for us to shut it down. For Peyton, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe filling in, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for the Seamaster, for Douglas Selvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.